Hello?
Yep.
Hi, I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Service. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Let me see. Okay. First of all, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we would like to make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank
yeah.
you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Thank you. Are you 21 years old and registered to vote?
Yep.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, proudly vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you proudly not vote?
I always vote.
So you're definitely going to vote next year, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And did you get a chance to vote in the 2020 election for president?
Yes.
And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
That's personal. I can tell you that.
I'm sorry?
That's the personal. I can tell you who I'm going to vote for.
No, in the 2020 election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask your race? I have white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian.
African-American.
African-American, thank you. And just to make sure that we're representing every group age, may I have your age, please? How old are you?
Over 60.
Okay, I got you, thank you. Okay, and thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative? Somewhat what?
That's personal.
I'm sorry? How would you describe yourself? Very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Liberal, okay. Somewhat or very liberal?
Mm-hmm.
Which one? Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. I'm thinking about the direction the country is headed in. Generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I got a job, and
okay,
I'm satisfied.
Okay, so you're satisfied. That's good. And now I'm going to be sure there's a different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You said 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, 0 to 10. What number would you give me? 0. I'm sorry?
Repeat again.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. How important is that to you? From 0 to 10, where 0 is not important at all, 5 is somewhat important, and 10 is the most important.
Very important for me, for everybody.
So 0 to 10, what number would you give me?
10.
Thank you. Reducing crime and gun violence. 0 to 10, what number would you give me?
Reducing crime, 10?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Fighting back against racism and discrimination, 0 to 10. What number would you give me?
10.
Thank you. Improving a kindergarten through 12th grade education, 0 to 10. What number would you give me?
10.
Thank you. Addressing immigration and border security, what number would you give me? 0 to 10.
5.
5, thank you. And combating climate change and protecting the environment. What number would you give me? 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. And banning tobacco products for adults, 0 to 10. What number would you give me?
Ban that.
What is it?
10. Ban it.
Ban it. Okay, thank you. Making college more affordable. What number would you give me? 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Moving right along. Do you approve, disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. Republicans in Congress, 0 to 100. What number would you give me?
Politics in Congress?
Republicans in Congress, yes. The Republicans in Congress. What number would you give me?
I give you 5.
Thank you. And Donald Trump, what number would you give me?
For him?
Yeah.
To be elected again?
Yeah, Donald Trump, what number would you give me? 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And you may use the number from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards him. Donald Trump, 0 to 100.
0.
Thank you. The American Medical Association, or AMA, what number would you give me? The American Medical Association.
7.
Thank you. And the tobacco industry, 0 to 100.
0.
Thank you. Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
Who?
Joe Biden, the president.
Yes.
What number would you give me? 0 to 100.
How I feel about him?
Yeah, exactly. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Joe Biden, what number 50. Would you give me? 50? 50?
Hmm?
50 or 60?
50.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. Now I want you, I'm going to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You say 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition, 0 to 10. What number would you give me?
5.
Thank you. Banning different tobacco products for adults, 0 to 10. What number would you give me?
0.
Banning different tobacco products for adults, 0 to 10. Not important at all, somewhat important, or most important?
Not important.
Okay, thank you. Regulating marijuana, 0 to 10.
Banned it.
0 to 10, what number? I need a number. 0 to 10. 0 not important at all, 5 somewhat important, and 10 most important.
0.
0, thank you. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages. 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. Okay, and it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose? Support somewhat or strongly?
Not strong.
Somewhat. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Someone.
Thank you. Regardless of whether you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community? More benefit or more harm?
I'm not for it. If I'm not for it, what is that?
Well, it says, regardless of whether you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community? Do you think that is more benefit?
Bandit, not more benefits. Bandit.
No, I know. But this is not, that's not the question. They want to know if, regardless of how you feel, like if you want to ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? So the question is, do you feel that that's going to bring more benefit by banning it, or it's going to bring more harm? How do you respond to that? More benefit or more harm by banning it? More harm, somewhat more or much more harm?
Much more harm.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
I don't understand the answer, because I got somebody calling me now.
We almost done. Just hang in there for me, please. We almost done. Just I'm going to go as fast as I can. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there issues more important right now?
Top priority.
I'm sorry?
Top priority.
Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about these bans. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement A, some people say that the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose too great of a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. Statement B, other people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people choose to do is their own business. It is one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. Statement B or statement B, which one do you agree with more?
They should limit it.
Statement A?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. And the other one is prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibited. When it comes to tobacco, which approach do you feel the government should focus its efforts on? The first one or the second?
The first.
Okay, thank you. Now I'd like you to read you some things some people say that could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales, with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you very concerned about that? Somewhat concerned? Not very concerned? Not at all concerned. If they ban it. You concerned?
Oh.
You very concerned or somewhat concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Do you feel concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned? Not at all? Not very concerned or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. deregulation of these products and less accountability and visibility in the industry in general, making it harder to track and regulate these products. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, very concerned, not at all concerned.
High concern.
Not at all, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. Okay, we're almost done here. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about potential ban on nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree with that statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with that statement at all, and you can use a number between 0 and 10. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. Do you agree with that statement or no?
I'm not agree.
You agree?
No.
You do not agree at all? 0 or
nope.
Somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition does not prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on smuggling operations by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products. I'm sorry?
I gotta go.
Okay, just, we almost done. Can you hang in there for another minute? Can I call you back to finish it? Would that be okay? Because we're almost done. Can you just finish it real quick? Just give me another minute. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, provision as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol. Son of a bitch. Thank you.